are listening to the sermon podcast of Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are a community in Madison, Wisconsin, who gathers to worship, to learn, to serve, and to grow together in God's love. Please visit us online at www.covenantmadison.org, where you can find information about Covenant Ministries, as well as links to our online worship services and sermon podcasts.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of those who are members of my family, you did it to me."
Thanks be to God for the words of Scripture. And you may not know this about me, but this Scripture, this particular Scripture, Matthew 25, 31 through 40, is one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible. You know, I feel like lately I've been saying that a lot. Like, you know, the other Sunday it was Acts 2:42. This is my favorite verse in the Bible. Pentecost, this is my favorite church holiday. Matthew 25, one of my favorite passages. And it seems like the whole thing's my favorite, that I don't actually have any favorites and I'm just lying to you. But instead, I just love the whole Bible. Well, that's not true. I mean, it's true that I love the Bible, but I also have favorites, and this passage is one of them. It just happens that I've been preaching on a lot of my favorite passages lately, which has been really fun for me. So I'm sure I'll preach on some passage someday soon that I don't really like, and you won't hear me talking about how much I love it. And at that point, you can say, "Wow, you don't really like that passage, do you?" But until that point, Matthew 25, honestly, one of my favorites, I promise. I don't think there's been a passage that's influenced more how I see people and how I aspire to live my life. So what does it tell us? It shows us who God is, really. It shows us where God identifies, and it shows what God wants from us. You know, Jesus often spoke in parables, and these parables were often inscrutable, ambiguous. What could they possibly mean? What is he saying? This parable is not one of those. It's pretty much just Jesus says, "Do this to these people, and you do it to me," right? Like one-to-one. And so that's pretty much it. When we help those who are in the greatest need, we help Jesus. Now, the categories of people that Jesus mentioned, it's by no means exhaustive. The hungry, the thirsty, the stranger, the naked, the sick, and the imprisoned, these groups of people really are those who are left out of society's typical orbit. The poor, the immigrant, the condemned, the outcast. These are people who are left to fend for themselves. And this passage calls us not to limit ourselves just to these categories, but to see those categories as representative of all those who have been left out to the wolves. Those who have endured and continue to endure oppression. Jesus' ethic of love, exemplified in this passage, leads us to understand that the people the world casts away are the ones that he gathers in. But it's more than just a gathering in. It's an intimate identification. Jesus says that whenever you do to the least of these, you do also to him. So by serving the ones the world mistreats, we are serving God directly, seeing those in need as a clear reflection of the image of God that we are all born with, seeing God's face in our siblings. Also important in this passage is not just the call for us as people, as individuals, to serve God, but it's the way that Christ calls communities to that very same service. You'll note that it's not that the king gathers every person to the throne, but rather the king gathers all nations to sit before the throne. This call is not just for you and me, it is for us. It is for us to undertake as a people. And luckily, the Presbyterian Church USA, the Peace USA, has recognized that we need to engage with this passage as well, as a people. 2 years ago, the Peace USA initiated the Matthew 25 invitation. And now I'd like to share a video of that invitation from the Presbyterian Church, Reverend Diane Moffat, in which she explains briefly what this invitation is.
Matthew 25 calls us to actively engage in the world around us, to be a living translation of Jesus Christ. We invite you to make a commitment to become a Matthew 25 church and embrace one or more of these three focuses: building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, eradicating systemic poverty. We must put feet to faith, hands to hope, and legs to love. Learn more about Matthew 25 at our website.
Now, I know it says go to the Peace USA website, and you can if you want to learn more, but I can also help you with that right here, right now. So maybe you've seen this image somewhere. This is the logo of the Matthew 25 invitation. This logo goes a long way to explain what it is that we are doing with this invitation. So, for example, one thing it says is that the three interlocking figures represent the equality of all people without gender or race bias. They have their arms around each other, symbolizing friendship, protection, and service. The number three suggests the three focus areas of congregational vitality, structural racism, and systemic poverty, as well as the Trinity. So as the video stated, and as noted in the description of the logo, there are three foci of the Matthew 25 invitation: building congregational vitality, dismantling structural racism, and eradicating systemic poverty. And these are pretty big things to do. Obviously, the PCUSA is not going to be able to solve these things. But this is why we journey together. It's why the king calls the nations to be judged, not just individuals. It's why this is an effort of the Presbyterian Church and not just Presbyterian churches. Because look at this map. That map shows every church, presbytery, synod, and Presbyterian-affiliated group that have signed on and accepted this invitation. Now, if you're interested in the numbers, that's 842 congregations, 69 presbyteries, 9 synods, and 44 other groups like colleges and campus ministries. Our presbytery, the John Knox Presbytery, has accepted the invitation, as have 7 of its congregations. And wouldn't you know it, if you zoom in just a little bit more, you zoom in enough, you can see that one of these 842 churches is Covenant Presbyterian Church. Hooray! We've accepted the invitation. We are a Matthew 25 congregation. Over the past many months, there's been a lot of conversation with the Mission Committee, the Adult Education Committee, the Session, all sorts of members as to what this invitation may mean for us. We wanted to know what it meant before we accepted the invitation. And so with great joy, we've decided not only do we want to accept the invitation in recognition of the work that we already do, but we want to challenge ourselves beyond what we're doing and let this invitation guide what we can do. So at the latest Mission Committee meeting, that was this past Tuesday, the group decided to devote some of our Matthew 25 energy towards some pretty exciting projects, projects that I pray you will consider supporting in whatever capacity you're able to. And so today I will share two such projects. These are the two that we can get started on right now, but we've got other things percolating. We've got some really exciting things coming down the pike, and I pray that you keep an eye out for these opportunities as they arise. So one way that we're going to serve our neighbor through the Matthew 25 invitation is by reintroducing Covenant to the Habitat for Humanity program. Habitat is an organization that works with individuals who have barriers to affordable housing, and they work together along with the community to build the house that they will live in. We've partnered with Habitat for Humanity in the past, helping our neighbors build houses that they will then occupy, and lack of access to housing is a way in which people become stuck in a cycle of poverty. It's one of the ways in which systemic poverty is perpetuated. And we believe that by helping with someone's housing needs, that it helps break that cycle, that it helps break down the systems that create generational poverty. And this summer, there will be at least one Habitat build coming up. The date's not finalized yet, but you pay attention to Connections or the Caravan or the Facebook page or the website, and we'll let you know when it's coming. And if we have a lot of interest in this, if after this sermon people just flood me with requests to participate, we'll probably be able to do this many times this summer. So another way that we're looking to serve our neighbors is to form a group of Covenant members to devote ourselves to participating in the Schools of Hope tutoring program. This is an AmeriCorps project that is in partnership with the United Way of Dane County in the Madison School District. We have been truly blessed with a rich partnership with our friends at Glenn Stevens Elementary. And this is yet another way to deepen our relationship, as well as to serve their students in need of support. It's a way of providing education, education which helps to level the playing field amongst racial and ethnic categories, helps shrink the gap, helps break poverty cycles. Education is key to helping people break out of these systems and structures. And so you can email me, you can reach out to me. Obviously, tutoring over the summer may not be an option, but we're looking to get a good stable of folks to head over. We'll flood Glenn Stevens with tutors and support and love. So let me know if you want to do this. And these are just two of the ways in which we're living into the Matthew 25 call to show our love to God and neighbor. Two small ways that we will make a difference to our neighbor, and because we are doing that, we are also showing our love to Jesus himself, the same image of God that resides deeply in all of us, but especially in those the world has left behind. These are small ways of helping, little things that will make a difference in people's lives. And that's all we can do. We can work as we are able to help people. But these small ways contribute to a greater whole, contribute along with the 842 congregations and the 69 presbyteries and the 9 synods and the 44 other groups. What we do connects with what they do, connects with what the world needs. Because nations are called to account for their actions when they come before the king. Groups made up of people united by a shared identity. I am thankful for my Presbyterian identity, for our Presbyterian identity, and the ways that that identity empowers us to be part of something bigger than ourselves, the ways that it empowers us to serve together, to serve Christ through serving the least of the members of our family. As we embark on this journey, may God bless Covenant Presbyterian Church. May God bless the Presbyterian Church USA and all of those who labor together in partnership to make the world a more just and holy place. Let us pray. God, we thank you for the reminder through Scripture, that when we serve our neighbor, we serve you. Invigorate us and constantly reinvigorate us to see your face in our neighbor. Help us to be a blessing to them so that all of us working together, laboring for your kingdom, may bring it into sharper focus and may make your image clearer for the whole world to see. Amen.